Chapter 3. Solstice. When all is said and done, all roads lead to the same end. So it's not so much which road you take as how you take it. Charles DeLint. I'm driving home from a much-needed summer vacation, my son sound asleep in the back seat. Alone with my thoughts, I allow my mind to drift back to a moment just a month ago when I stood stock still, weeping, outside the coffee shop in our old hometown, a moment when the reality, the enormity, of what we were about to do hit me so hard that I wasn't sure I could take even one more step in the direction we had already decided to go. I knew every store on the street. The people walking by were people I'd seen before. All over town, in houses I knew as well as my own, my friends were waking up, making breakfast, starting the day with husbands and children. Children my own two sons had grown up with. It was all so familiar, so dear, so much a part of me. Home wasn't just our dark green house on a dead-end street. It wasn't just our hammock in the backyard, my tomato plants sprawling through their metal cages, the kitchen sink where I'd done the dishes for thousands of meals. Home was this whole, perfectly contained universe. Town, friends, acquaintances, the streets we traveled every day, the restaurant where our two-year-old had once pitched backwards in a high chair and knocked himself out cold. The baseball diamonds where our sons had learned to throw curves. The library where we'd borrowed and returned hundreds of books. The church where Henry let himself in with his own key to practice the organ after school. And we were about to leave it all. Panic stopped me in my tracks, heart hammering in my chest and eyes filling with tears, as if I'd just walked head-on into a wall. Our sons were enrolled in their new schools. My parents were busy clearing out bedrooms for us. But beyond that, whatever it was that we were going to was still an unanswerable question. I could touch and taste and smell every nook and cranny of what we were about to give up, but none of us had a clear vision of what would ultimately take its place. And the fear of not knowing had me in its grip. I had grown accustomed to these black moments, sort of. For as the day of our move approached, I was having to talk myself off the ledge every couple of hours. Check the to-do list again.